In an event quickly added to his schedule minutes ago, President Obama announced that a deal to prevent tax hikes on the middle class appeared at hand after an extraordinary day of wrangling in Congress. Though the deal is not, as he put it, the grand bargain on reducing the federal deficit that he would have wanted. And he didn't mince words.
For now, our most immediate priority is to stop taxes going up for middle class families starting tomorrow. I think that is a modest goal that we can accomplish. Democrats and Republicans in Congress have to get this done, but they're not there yet. They are close, but they're not there yet. And one thing we can count on with respect to this Congress is that if there's even 1 second left before you have to do what you're supposed to do, they will use that last second.
Still unresolved today, those automatic government spending cuts that begin to kick in at midnight if lawmakers don't reach a deal. Over the course of the morning here on the East Coast, we've been hearing a new phrase, a super cliff, which may now have been created to avoid these cuts, or at least debate them, in the near future. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, let's talk a little bit more about what this proposed possible deal that the president referred to on tax cuts might be. We heard over the course of the morning that the threshold above which income might be taxed was raised over the course of the morning. Tell us about that.
That's right. The president had originally wanted households making $250,000 or more to pay extra. That threshold is going to go up to $450,000, we've learned. Now, you remember Speaker Boehner said it was $1 million was acceptable for him, so this is meeting somewhere in between. It's a major concession on the part of the president. And the big trade-off that he gets for that is that unemployment benefits are going to be extended most likely for a year for the long-term unemployed. That was something that was looming also with this midnight fiscal cliff, that millions of Americans would begin to see their unemployment benefits cut off.
So you're saying that in this possible deal that we're hearing might have been possibly made, that unemployment benefits will be extended as well. I just want to ask, Rick, because I'm hearing other analysts also say this was a huge concession on the part of the president to raise the threshold from $250,000 for combined income of a couple to $450,000. And yet he offered that a couple weeks ago. And some have wondered if all along that low threshold of $250,000 was always in the president's mind a room to negotiate and raise it. So is this kind of win-win for the president? He raises it to where he had suggested it be a couple weeks ago, and he gets the unemployment?
I think he wins this battle. I think that this was probably preordained when he won the election, because you knew that these tax cuts were going to expire for all Americans at the end of the year. So you had this negotiating. That's what the fiscal cliff was about, was all these horrible things that would happen if you didn't negotiate. But I'd argue that he may be losing the war. We talk about this super-duper cliff maybe that we're talking about in March. We're talking about government funding running out, the sequester cuts, those automatic defense cuts and other cuts happening, in addition to the debt ceiling coming up. And the president wasn't able to get the grand bargain, which means he's going to have to deal with these issues, these big issues around the deficit again and again. This package, as we see it right now, does virtually nothing to impact the deficit. In fact, by getting rid of the tax increases that would have hit all Americans, it takes a big chunk out of that, and then it spends more on unemployment insurance. So this kicks the can not just down the road, but down the highway.
Well, and we're reminded this is how this all started. We have these automatic spending cuts because of the last debt ceiling debate. But tell us more about what you heard in the president's messaging today. One would think that, especially since these sensitive negotiations are still going on, that there might have been a little more accommodation. But no, I mean, he kind of mocked isn't the right word, but kind of made fun of this Congress, as he said, who will take every last second. What messages was he sending, not just to Republicans, but to Democrats?
I think this was a threat to members of Congress. If you don't get this done, look at what I can do to you. That's the only way I can read it, because you're right. He got a few laugh lines out of making fun of this Congress. This Congress, by the way, which has to actually pass the deal that is being cut in back rooms right now. So I can't imagine members of Congress, Republican or Democrat, loved hearing this. They don't want to be here on New Year's Eve any more than the president does. So I do think this was, in terms of the backdrop of quote-unquote average Americans who were impacted by the tax hikes, this was just another warning of the power of the bully pulpit. If you don't get this done, I'll be out there and hitting you guys and maybe making fun of you guys along the way.
Well, and not just Republicans, but Democrats. We know earlier today, the liberal Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin went on the floor saying that the tax deal, again, this possible deal that has been crafted, a smaller deal, leaving out the spending cuts, wasn't equitable or just because some of the Bush-era tax cuts would be made permanent. And, you know, this word permanence was what bothered him. he apparently was called to the woodshed right after he was on the floor. He was called into, to the leader's office to talk about his comments. On the other hand, you have President Obama today addressing Democrats and saying they think we're just going to shove some spending cuts. There was another laugh line there. Without asking for sacrifice from billionaires. They've got another thought coming. I mean, that's tough language to Democrats.
That's right. And he needs to, the president needs to make sure his base is on board on this. He can't afford that many defections. Whatever happens in the Senate, I think if Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden cut a deal, it's likely to pass. The House, though, is always dicey. Speaker Boehner showed just a few weeks ago how hard it is to corral his own membership behind something. They're going to need a large chunk of Democrats to be on board. So they can't be seen as codifying the Bush-era tax cuts into permanent law. That is something that Senator Harkin and many liberals feel uncomfortable with right now. So they're going to have to swallow this deal, and it's going to be the kind of tricky math that that seldom has to happen anymore in Washington in this era of party line votes.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. We're not quite sure if this will be wrapped up today or tomorrow, but we'll be here either way. So, Rick, thanks so much.
Thank you.